Hi everyone, welcome back to Dominican Star Podcast. I'm your host, Betsy Carreño, and I'm very excited to be back yet again. For this podcast episode, it's a solo one, so you're just with me, but I'm very excited about this topic because I love a good rant, and I think this is going to be more of a rant episode, but very excited nonetheless. Before I do get started, I want to say a couple things. So, I hope everyone's been having a good semester because my fall semester, this is my last semester, first of all. And so I've been very stressed with assignments and homework and classes and having to do all of the work for that. And I just hope you guys are having a better experience than me, because I think I've been very overwhelmed, even though I'm only taking, like, 15 credit hours. But obviously, you know, like, the side jobs and the side quests that I love to take on also manage that. So I hope you guys are having just a better experience. I'm having a great experience. I just hope it's less busy than mine, and you actually get a break, because I seem to not have any. So, yeah. I don't think I have any updates other than that. I do want to mention, however, that I hope everyone's staying safe, especially due to the whole ICE situation, because I guess now we can profile people based on the language we speak, which just doesn't make sense to me. So I hope, you guys are staying safe, obviously your family members, your friends, and just, I hope you guys just rely on each other. And I mean, I know if you guys follow me, like if my friends follow me on my personal Instagram, and I'm always posting things about like what to do and stuff. So I hope you guys are using those resources, obviously, if you find them on social media. So yeah, I just stay safe, guys. And it's really bad right now. So hopefully it'll be better. And I just hope that this episode, or just in general, the episodes I publish, I mean, they're all entertainment purposes. So I just hope that they're a distraction and just from a world that looks very bleak for a lot of specific groups of people. So I just hope that we're able to find some fun and entertainment and get a little distracted from what's going on in the outside world. But moving on from that, I'm just going to go into the book column and then go into the topic because I'm really excited to talk about it. So you're actually going to hate me because I'm still reading the same book. I'm reading Crime and Punishment, and I've been on the same, I've been on the same 100 pages, but, you know, fall is back. It is October, so I hope that I will get into reading more. You know, I'm going to have to lock in, do my assignments, and hopefully I will be able to finish reading the book, because I don't know why. I mean, to be fair, the book is long, but I've been stuck in 100 pages since like August, like beginnings of August when I took my trip. So that's getting a little excessive. So hopefully I will start reading the book and I'll be able to update you guys next time I publish a podcast. So going into the topic, we are going to be talking about childhood toys and why they're back, but for adults. So basically, just to reemphasize it, I guess the question I'm trying to answer is, what is our obsession with toys as adults? And by toys, I'm gonna give examples, because all of a sudden, I'm seeing on social media, I'm seeing people out in the wild, okay? I'm seeing people on campus, I'm seeing my friends. I'm also guilty of these. I'm not a saint, but I'm seeing Hello Kitty come back. I've been seeing Strawberry Shortcake come back, which I took a little offense because I loved Hello Kitty and Strawberry Shortcake when I was in school, and apparently no one liked her or liked them up until they became popular, but whatever. I'm seeing La Boo-Boos and La Foo-Foos, and listen, I have a couple opinions about those. But whatever, moving on, I'm seeing Sunny Angels, okay? I'm seeing dolls come back as well. And by dolls, I mean either Bratz or Barbies. Especially after the Barbie movie, I just felt like I was seeing, during that, like, little, like, time, I was just seeing, like, a bunch of people buy Barbies for some reason. But, yeah, I'm seeing Barbies. I'm seeing Bratz come back. Me, personally, I used to have an American Girl doll. I mean, I still have her, but I've been having her since I was in fifth grade. And when I was telling my friends that when I saw, well, for those who don't know, actually, let me explain. American Girl doll is a company that make dolls, right? But they're, I believe, 18-inch dolls. And they have, like, a doll of the year. They have historical dolls. They have dolls that look like you. Or, like, that you can choose to make them look like you. But I want to focus on the doll of the year because their 2026 doll of the year is a Mexican-American doll. So I think her, she's a DJ, and I think her name's Raquel. But I got very excited because I'm a Mexican-American. So I just got really excited, and I really wanted to get that doll because I remember being in fifth grade, and I really wanted a, like, Mexican-American doll. I mean, I think the biggest thing when you're younger is you want to feel identified, and you want to know that you fit in, or that, like, there's, like, pieces of your identity out there. So just not being able to see, like, visually see a doll that, like, explained my experience, it was a little sad. So just, like, I think a part of me wants to buy that doll. But they're, like, $115. And I would literally just have her in my closet or on a shelf. Like, yeah. Anyway, we'll get more into that. But I'm seeing dolls. And then finally, that from my list, just the, off the top of my head, I'm seeing, like, keychains come back. But I'm talking specifically about, like, plushy keychains. Like, I see, like, for lack of better words, peluches. Like, tote bags and, like, purses. So that's what I mean by the rise of, like, childhood toys and just, like, toys in general, like, making a comeback, which I think is really interesting just because I feel like there's an obsession between, like, when you're younger, you want to be an adult. I mean, even now when I see, because I have younger sisters, when I see the littlest one, which is 9, like, she has not a makeup routine. I was going to say that. No, she has a skincare routine, which just consists of her washing her face with, like, soap. Like, I don't even think she put, I think she just splashes her, like, face with water and dries it. And then she, like, puts ice. She ices her face. That's her skincare routine. But why, like, when I was 9, I did not have a skincare routine. It actually didn't even occur to me that I should probably have one. So just seeing her, you know, like, put on, like, reapply lip gloss. I was in the car with her, and my parents were driving her in the front. I was in the back with my sister. And why did she pull out a mirror from her purse? From her Hello Kitty World purse. And she pulled out a lip gloss and a mirror and reapplied. And then I was like, I should probably reapply too. But why am I seeing a 9-year-old do that? Like, I don't understand why I'm seeing her do that. So I just think it's interesting, like, when we're younger, we want to be older, we want to be, like, I think, ideally, for me, I always thought, like, my college years, like, I thought I would be so cool, and just, like, thinking, like, I would have everything figured out and put together. I also know that, like, sometimes I don't, and that's okay, but I just realized how, like, it's just so interesting to me seeing, you know, like, how now people, like, my group of people, like, my age, which, I mean, I'm 21, so people that are, what, like, 18 through, like, 22, probably, like, 23, just going back to, like, using childhood, like, things that they, like, find comfort and, like, nostalgia in. I just think that's so interesting. Like, I think it's interesting, and I want to talk about why, because I have a theory, and my theory is that obviously, I kind of hinted at this when I started talking about the American Girl doll Raquel. So I feel like we revert back to this just because I think we usually see our childhood as something comforting, or at least aspects of our childhood as comforting. So for example, like, for me, My American Girl dolls when I was in fifth grade, like, I saw that comforting because I loved that doll. I had a closet, okay? I begged my parents for one, and they got me one. Like, after a year of me begging them, I got one, I got a closet, I got clothes. I remember, like, whenever I would get money, like, sometimes I would get an allowance, you know? So then I would save up all of the allowances I would get, and I would go to Target, and I would buy my American Girl doll clothes because I loved that doll, okay? So I just feel like that's a really comforting aspect of my childhood. So just the fact that I'm considering now as an adult, well, as a 21-year-old, as a young adult that does not play with dolls, doesn't look at them, doesn't use them, wouldn't have time to anyway, wanting to go to the American Girl doll store downtown Chicago and buy an 18-inch doll, like, that's just, like, funny to, like, it's just so interesting. I don't even think it's funny. I just think it's interesting. And I think that we always want to revert back to our comfort, you know? Like, if we knew that this brought us comfort when we were younger, then why would we not want to go back to that, you know? And I think, like, in general, like, when you feel sick, I think for me, when I feel sick, well, there's a word for it in Spanish, but it's called being chiple, which I think the best translation would be, like, you feel like you want everyone to, like, do things for you, and, like you just want to feel, like, special, and, like, I don't know, like, just, it's just being chiple, guys. And I feel like I get, like, that way sometimes, and especially when I get sick. I get, like, in the mood of, like, I don't want to do anything, and I want people to, like, take care of me, and, you know, my parents, like, do, and my sisters do, and, like, everyone's like, you're being so dramatic, and I'm like, oh, I just feel so bad, I feel so sick. And I think for me, like, getting comfort of, like, when I was younger, like, when I would get sick, my dad would always buy me, he would ask me, like, what I was in the mood for to eat, right? Because when you get sick, you're usually not in the mood to eat anything. So then my dad would ask me, like, what are you in the mood to eat? And I would always want to get Chinese food, I think, from what I remember, or pizza. I don't even know. But I remember, like, he would always, like, ask me, and then he would get me the food that I wanted. And I think, like, now when I'm sick, even though I'm, like, old enough to buy my own food because I work, I still look at my, I still look at my dad, and I'm like, I just wish someone, if only someone could get me food, you know, like, I wonder who could possibly go get me food. And even, like, I don't even have to ask him, to be honest, because even when he's at work, he, like, calls me now. He used to call my mom when I was younger, because, duh, no phone, but now he calls me, and he's like, hey, how are you, how are you feeling, or he texts off obviously, of course, like, how are you feeling, like, what are you in the mood for, what do you want to eat? And I think just, like, that aspect of, like, childhood that I, like, saw that brings me comfort, like, now when I get sick, now I want that. So I just think, I feel like that's what we're doing. Like, I think, kind of like what I said, like, before I started the podcast, I think right now we're living in a time where obviously we would want to go back to our childhood, because that's when we felt probably safer. And if not, like, our childhood as a whole, like, aspects of our childhood made us feel safe. So I feel like that's kind of our way of, like, doing that. And I think that's why there's a rise of us buying Sunny Angels. Which, I'll mention, the things I've fallen guilty to has been Hello Kitty stuff. But also, I don't really buy a lot. So I think I bought, like, maybe, like, one or two, like, Hello Kitty items. Okay, and then I know for sure I got a strawberry shortcake pen, so I got that. I didn't buy any Labubus, and this is where we're gonna talk about it, because I think they're ugly, and I'm sorry. You know what, they are ugly. I think they are. I'm trying to find it in me to think they're cute, but I don't think they're cute. I think they're ugly, and I think they're interesting to look at. When I see one, like, I like them for other people, but I would never get one for me, because also they're so expensive. And like, my younger sister has some, I think she has like 3 or 4, but they're like the Lafufus, you know, the fake ones. So, like, she did not spend like, what, like $50-$60 on the Labubus. But I tell her, I'm like, these are so ugly. But they're, like, funny to look at. Like, they're so ugly, they're cute, maybe? I don't know. They're not for me. So, that's that. But I did fall guilty to Sunny Angels. I bought two. And I bought them with my best friend. So, I think it, like, cancels out. And I don't think they're... See, I understand why they're also kind of ugly. But I think they're more cute compared to the other one. So, yeah. Dolls, I already told you about that. Like, I felt guilty. Well, I haven't fallen guilty yet, but I'm falling guilty into the American Girl doll one. I didn't buy any Barbies. I haven't bought any Bratz, but I was about to buy a Bratz doll. I kind of wanted to buy Jade. I don't know if you guys remember, like, the four dolls, whatever. I haven't fallen guilty yet, but I was very close to, so I was a little concerned. And then plushie keychains, I actually only fell guilty once. But it was with my best friend. So, you see, like, this is why I'm saying, like, it kind of cancels out, though. Like, it doesn't really count. Because I got, like, I would get them, like, to match with her. Be like, yeah, like, we'll get one, and then we can, like, twin and have it in our bags. So, yeah. But I see people go, like, especially on social media, like, people get hauls. Or, like, they had the walls full of Sunny Angels. Why? Why? Like, they're so pointless. I do collect trinkets, though. See, I don't really help myself out. But I do collect trinkets. So if you go into my room, you just see a bunch of trinkets all over the place. None of them make sense. But whatever. But yeah, I think it's interesting. I just wanted to go on a rant about this today. Because I kept seeing it all over social media. And I would talk about it with my friends. And I was like, you know who else I could talk about this with? The Dominican Star newspaper people that are going to be listening to this. So this is why we're talking about it. I think those are honestly all of my thoughts. Other than, I think it's interesting how we're switching between, like, generations. You know, like, kids that are young, you know, they're doing skincare routines. And most of them are also doing their makeup now. And I feel like they're doing so much to try and act, like, more grown up and older. And us that are already older and grown up, we're going back to, like, wanting to play with toys. So I just think that switch is interesting, but I also think it makes sense if you really think about it, especially considering the time that we're living in right now. You know, like, I feel like kids have to grow up sooner. Like, some of them are quite literally forced to. So is it really like not expected for them to also, like, project this growing up in, like, sooner ways? I just think it's interesting. Anyway, that was it, guys. Thank you for listening. I hope you liked today's episode. I think it was really random, and I was just really excited to talk about it because no one knew. No one knew. And now you know. Now you know my thoughts on Sunny Angels and the Fufus and the Boo-Boos and how I don't really agree with them. But here we are. Please let me know if you have any story ideas, any pictures, any podcast ideas. If you guys want to be on the podcast, I would love to have you here as a guest. I would love that. And also, our newspaper is out. So if you want to go get that, if you haven't gotten that, why haven't you gotten that? You should go get that right now. Actually, you should go get that right now. So yeah, follow us on our social media because our new social media manager is, like, doing amazing. So you should go look at her work because she's doing great. And don't forget to grab your paper and read the stories, which I don't know if you guys also, like, for the ones that did get their newspaper, I don't know if you saw that I don't know if you noticed, you know, that we switched up the whole design of the newspaper. So if you, like, collect the newspapers, or just in general, if you've seen our old, like, our older ones, the format's different, like, the design. So thanks to all of our designers that did that. So yeah, if you wanna go look our new design for this edition, you should go get your paper right now that's on the news rack. But other than that, thank you for listening, and I hope you have a good day. Bye.